For nearly a decade, starting in 2004, a series of salmonella outbreaks hit the West Coast, including Seattle. Now, an investigative report reveals that epidemiologists in Oregon and Washington knew what was causing the outbreak: tainted chicken meat from foster farms. State officials told the U.S. Department of Agriculture about their findings, but it took the USDA nearly a decade to issue a health alert. In the end, hundreds of people around the country got sick. Oregonian health reporter Lynn Terry wrote about this. She told David Hyde about the first known cases that occurred here in Washington.
There was a party in Longview, Washington, in November 2004, and the host of that party went directly to the plant in Kelso, which is Foster Farms' main plant in the Northwest, and they bought something like 50 pounds of chicken, took it home and made chicken mole and served it up. And Washington epidemiologists were able to pinpoint three, perhaps four cases for sure, and many more that they felt were linked to Foster Farms because of that party.
Okay, so state officials here know that it's Foster Farms. They know Foster Farms is the culprit. But what did they do to try to respond to this?
Well, they're not regulators, and they don't regulate the poultry industry, and they can't get inside the plants. The USDA, that's the USDA's responsibility. The two states went to the USDA and basically dished up their cases and said, look, we've got people getting sick. Please do something about it.
And how did the USDA respond?
The USDA actually went into the plant and did a lot of testing, and they found the same strain. Bingo. And so the USDA, first they issued a closure threat, and then when Foster Farms did not respond to their satisfaction, they actually closed the plant for a weekend, negotiated terms, and the plant reopened on a Tuesday.
All right, great. Problem solved.
Actually, the problem was not solved. In fact, a USDA official noted in an email in March that the illnesses were continuing, but they did die down in 2005. The problem is that the illnesses reappeared in 2009.
What happens after that? What action did they take after that?
They had a stepped-up sort of inspection regime going on in Foster Farms, but there wasn't a recall, there wasn't a public announcement, and so basically in 2009, when Oregon and Washington went back to the USDA, the USDA did not take any significant enforcement action at all. Illnesses subsided in 2011, but then they reemerged in 2012.
And this is the beginning of a big outbreak, a much bigger outbreak. What do Washington and Oregon officials do at that point, and how does the USDA respond?
Oregon and Washington went to the USDA and, frankly, the CDC in 2012 and said, look, we've got this outbreak again. More people than ever are getting sick. This is a problem. You need to fix it. And Washington epidemiologists were able to find a kind of silver bullet, as it were, a leftover product in patients' homes that were contaminated. But the USDA rejected those samples and did not issue a recall, did not issue a public health alert.
Why?
They questioned the custody of the product from the person's home to the lab.
So the USDA is setting a really high bar for proof in these cases.
Yes, the bar is so high that in many cases it's impossible to meet. In fact, they didn't meet that bar until the fourth outbreak. It wasn't until around March of 2014 that they were able to recuperate leftover product completely intact from a patient's home, from a boy, actually, a little boy in California who was hospitalized, that they found the outbreak strain and they took it to Foster Farms and said, hey, look, you've got to issue a recall. When you think about it, you buy food, you cook it, and you digest it, and it's gone. So often in these outbreaks, it's really hard to find that silver bullet because the food's been consumed already.
Lynn Terry is a reporter for The Oregonian, and she's telling us about an investigative piece that's just out this month looking at how Washington and Oregon state officials warned the USDA that chicken from Foster Farms was making people sick, but the USDA was very slow to act, and eventually hundreds of people ended up getting sick. Based on the investigative reporting that you did for this piece, could another salmonella outbreak of this kind happen here in Washington state?
Sure. Yeah, another outbreak could happen. It might not be Foster Farms. Foster Farms has worked to clean up their plants. They spent quite a bit of money doing it, and say they now have the lowest salmonella rates in the industry.
Hmm. What are the political obstacles? What are the obstacles to the USDA making it a little bit easier for themselves and sort of lowering the burden of proof for them to just at least request a recall?
The USDA really is trying to work with industry. So this is an issue. It's an issue with the inspectors on the ground. They're taught to be watchdogs, but yet they get messages from middle management, as it were, to get along with plants. The USDA is basically leaving it up to industry, in a way, to police themselves. And the inspectors are there, that's for sure. They're in the slaughterhouses every day. They can't operate without the inspectors there. But there is a bit of coziness between the USDA and industry. And the USDA has taken the position that salmonella are naturally occurring bacteria, that you can't eradicate them from poultry operations. And so essentially, they're relying on consumers to protect themselves. One epidemiologist told me once that when you cook up chicken in your kitchen, just consider it as hazardous waste and act accordingly.
That's Lynn Terry. She's a reporter for the Portland Oregonian newspaper. She spoke with David Hyde about her recent story, A Game of Chicken. You can read the story on the Oregonian website. You'll find a link later today at KUOW.org.